It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
So let's say it's Bontemps and Middleton. That would make more sense. Talking about Giannis in his comments that everybody's still talking about. I think it's kind of business as usual either way. It doesn't affect me personally. I don't think it affects us as a team. I think this is something he said almost every year. He's come up in contract extension talks. We always want him back for sure. Let's be for sure and let everyone know that we want this guy to come back because he's one of the best players in the world. He's one of the best players in franchise history. So when he says things like that, I think he just wants to challenge the team, the organization, to keep putting us in position to win championships. Middleton continues. But I think it's just something that he just wants to keep putting pressure on everybody. And that's himself also. He's not just pointing a finger at everybody else saying, you guys have to do this for me. I think he's putting that pressure on himself to be better, to come in and be great every year. So there's no pressure on, there's no added pressure when he says that to us as a team or me as a person that I have to be better. Stop. We'll stop right there. Listen, if the rest of the team took it his way, then that was just a waste of breath to even have it be said, because Middleton heard it and said, yeah, cool, whatever, you say it all the time, I'm just gonna be me. Yeah, okay. If the rest of the roster said, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, Giannis, yeah, you're being Giannis, okay, you always say the same crap, oh fine, whatever, I'm just gonna do what I always do, if that's how it was received, then he just completely wasted a breath even making that statement. And here we are all kind of, well, not we, me, not Nathan, me going, man, he's calling somebody out of that locker room, like something's going on. And Kendrick Perkins caught on to it. He said the same thing. Clearly not. Instead, it seems like this locker room is just like, yeah, whatever, it's Giannis, he's going to say what he says. Well, whatever, let's just move on. Maybe that is just Giannis blowing hot air and that's how they view it. And whatever, he says the same stuff all the time. We're just going to be us. But if that's how it's viewed, then why waste your breath? Why even say it? Like, if nobody is going to take it to heart one way or the other, and they're all just be like, yeah, it's Giannis. I don't know. Like, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of disappointing. Like, I rather would have heard Chris Middleton say, yeah, man, like, we got to play better. Like, last year, it wasn't acceptable. Like, I'm working harder to get back than than maybe I was before, whatever the case may be. And we got to step it up in training camp and, I don't know, maybe a little bit more rah, rah, rah going off of those Giannis comments of, yeah, dude, he's got 2 years left. Like, we all kind of got 2 years left and we don't know what the window is after this. And we all do have to put in maybe a little bit more extra work and effort to kind of get us over the hump. Instead, it was kind of like, yeah, it's Giannis talking. Like, it's same old, same old. That, I don't know. I mean, if I would have said that, if I was Giannis and I would have said that, and my right-hand guy is Middleton, and his response is, it's just Sparky being Sparky. And God knows that's been said about me a million times, people I worked with. But if that's the response, then as a leader, I would think like, okay, well, that was kind of pointless. Nobody really took me seriously on what I had to say anyhow. That's my take. Marzian is ready to like jump through the computer screen at me right now. Go ahead, Nate.
I don't know how you cannot absolutely love what Chris Middleton said, because he's so spot on, and he basically just gave a screw the media, like, you guys have it all wrong, which is what I've been saying the entire time, and you've kind of been on the side of, oh, he's calling people out, right, and he's doing that. He's
and
not.
He said he's probably calling himself out and all of his teammates. Middleton isn't saying he wasn't calling anybody out, but he's saying he's calling himself out. Giannis is calling his own self out too, saying that he has to get better.
Well, Chris is just saying he's putting the pressure on everybody. Yes. Like, he's letting everyone know this is what he expects, but he's not pointing the finger at people saying, you have to be better. You have to be better. You have right. to improve. You got to be as good as me. He's not doing that. And people took it that way. You took it a little bit that way as like, yep, he's calling specific people out. He never was. Kendrick Perkins took it that way. He never was. And you say like, oh, well, if this is how it's going to be interpreted, then why say it? He was asked questions about it. He's not just coming out randomly saying this. He's asked a question about, do you want, can you guarantee you're going to stay in Milwaukee? And he's like, well, no, I'm I got to make sure everyone's on the same page. I got to make sure my teammates are all committed to winning. That's not him saying my teammates aren't committed to winning. That's him saying, I need to make sure we remain on the same page. He's not, you people take him saying, this is what I need. And that they take that as him saying, I don't have this. He's saying, I just want to make sure I keep having this. That Chris, I think, is a fantastic wingman to Giannis. I think Giannis loves having him. I think Giannis is super happy with everything Chris Middleton has done. So why does Chris need to change or like, obviously he wants to improve as much as he can every year, but is Giannis saying, is Giannis saying Chris Middleton needs to be better? No. And Chris is saying, I'm not taking it that way. I'm not taking it like I need to be better. It's just, we need to remain committed to the goal. And that's all Chris is saying. That's what I've been saying. It's not anything new. He's just saying, hey, I need to make sure everyone's committed and on the same page. And again, that doesn't mean that people aren't committed and aren't on the same page. It's just Giannis being honest, saying, this is what I want. And as long as I have that, I'll stay. But again, I think people just take Giannis saying, this is what I want, and take that as him saying, oh, he's saying he doesn't have this right now. No, he never said that. He's not saying, yeah, our guys aren't committed and people aren't focused on the goal. He's just saying, everyone has to be focused on the goal. That's all he's saying.
But why would you say that unless somebody
Because he's asked about it.
Nobody asked him if everybody was focused on the goal. He brought that up.
No, they ask him. They ask him about like, oh, well, are you going to stay? And what are your thoughts about your future? And what are your thoughts about your future? And he's being honest, saying, I will stay as long as everyone's focused on the goal. That's all he's saying. It doesn't. He's not saying
that journalist screwed up. That journalist, that follow up should have been, are you talking about somebody specifically when you start talking about how they have to be as dedicated as you are and so forth? Like, are you talking about somebody in that locker room, or where is this coming from? Because again, Nathan, go back and look at the quotes. I went back and Googled and tried to find different articles. He did not say anything remotely like this the last time this contract extension came up. He wasn't talking about them having to be dedicated like he is and put in extra time and, you know, give up family time and all this other stuff. He said he didn't say that the last time. This is the first time this dude has brought this up. And again, Milton says, whatever. I mean, we're all going to do us and, you know, we're all committed. Okay, fine. That's cool. Okay. Let's see how this all plays out. I just would love to know, really, if there is more to the story, what it is. Like, is he talking about Grayson?
There's not.
Is he talking about, who is he talking about? Because
he's not talking about anyone. He's just talking about what he needs as a team overall. This is what I need. And he's not saying that he doesn't have that right now. He's just saying for me to sign an extension. Because he's saying he's being honest. Because he's being honest. This is what I need. Like, I need to make sure everyone's still on the same page.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.